The no more apologizing, the no more little laughing blues. Apologizing for going to school. Instead of having a job that made money or babies. Pretending I took the bus to an office, paperclips in my ear and never that I was reading Wyatt. Writing my own dreams in the dust under the apologizing for my hair. Wild gypsy hair that fell out of every clip the way the life I started dreaming of did. Apologizing for the cats. You know, if someone said my skirt was too short, well, I explained or said, sorry. But never that I finally loved my legs. I spent years apologizing for not having babies. Laughing when someone pulled a baby Gerber jar out of the closet and held it in front of my eyes like it was some damn cross or a star. I should have thrown that through the glass. I didn't need to explain the music I liked. One friend said, that's noise. Another said, isn't denim for children? Well, I laughed, the apologizing, oh, I don't want no trouble laugh. Over the years, pretending to cook, pretending to like babying my husband. The only place I said what I meant was in poems. That green was like some huge forbidden flower until it grew so big it couldn't even fit in the house. Pulled me out a window with it toward Colorado. I apologized for being what they thought a woman was by being flattered when someone said, you write like a man. And for not being what they thought a woman, for the cats and leaves instead of booties, for the poems. When someone said, well, how much do you get paid? You know, I pretended. I couldn't stop trying to please. The A, the star, that old good girl on the forehead. You know, the spanking queen haunted half my life. Luckily, the poems had their own life. And you know, mine finally followed where the poems were growing. Warm paper skin growing, finally in my real bed, until the room stopped spinning for good, the way it used to when I dressed up in suits and hairspray, pretending to be all those things I wasn't. Teacher, good girl, lady, wife. I was writing about cocks and hair for years before I'd felt when I was still making love just on the sheets of paper. When the poems first came out, one woman I drove to school with said, I can't take this. Another said, I don't know, this can't be the you I know. The poems are so brutal, violent. Which is the real? The man I was with moved to the other side of the bed. This was worse than not having babies. His mother said they always knew I was a little odd. My books, the way I wore my hair, the notebooks I carried around. They said I never seemed like one of them. My own family thought it was okay, but why couldn't I write of things that were pleasant? They wanted to know how much I got paid and why I didn't write for the Atlantic. Look, I still have trouble saying no. I want most of you to like what I'm thinking, to want my hair. It's true, I put a no smoking sign up on the door, but twice I have gotten out. Ashtrays. But I have stopped being grateful to be asked to read or to have a hard cock inside me. It's still not easy to get off the phone, tell a young stoned poet. It's a bore to lie with a phone in my ear like a cold rock while he goes on about the evils of money, charging it to my phone. But now, when I hear myself laughing, that apologizing laugh, well, I know what swallowing those black seeds can do, and I spit them right out, just like tobacco. Now, that's something men could always do. Nothing good grows from saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Only those dark branches, and they'll stab you from inside. You understand the requirements. We are sorry to have to, regret to tell you, sorry, sorry, regret sorry that you have failed. Your hair should have been piled up higher. You have failed to pass, failed your sorry, regret your final hair, comprehensive exam satisfactorily.